Mike Star Market in Eau Claire is busy this morning. There's 7 customers ready to pay for items ranging from meats, cheeses, to beer. Some are clearly regulars. They joke with the staff behind the counter. The owner of Mike Star Market is Mike Meyer, and he's been accepting venison donations since the beginning of the deer bow hunting season in September. He says customers who bring in deer can donate their deer's venison to charity without any cost.
It helps people. There's a lot of people that want to hunt. They necessarily don't like venison, so they give it to people that will take it.
Meyer can make venison into such things as sausages, burgers, or steaks for his customers. But it's less work to get venison ready for a food pantry, because that meat is usually simply ground up and packaged. Last year, Meyer's store donated 1,200 pounds of venison. He expects his store will surpass that this year.
A lot of hunters I know are shooting more than one deer. They'll shoot a gum deer or a bow deer and have that processed, and then they'll take their other deer from either bow or gun and then donate that. That's what we're seeing a lot of this year.
Meyer says his shop processes between 300 to 500 deer annually. He says 20 to 60 of those are donated to charity.
In years past, we've had a lot of deer donated, especially when they had the earn a bucks and special hunting zones in this area. People donated a lot more to the deer because they had to shoot more, and so the donations were high then. Now they're just pretty much what I would call average.
Meyer says the donated venison he processes goes a few miles up the road to the charity Feed My People.
From what I understand, demand is pretty high for venison. I know when I called to get my first delivery, they were here right away to pick it up. They were looking for it.
We always have a need for venison.
Michelle Dingwell is the assistant director for Feed My People, which serves over 80 food programs in 14 western Wisconsin counties.
We're always looking for more donations of meat in general, and deer season is a perfect time for that. Last year we got over 2,000 pounds of venison donated to us, and we're hoping for more this year.
Dingwell says demand for food for Feed My People is up 74% since last year. Dingwell says that's due to several reasons. The pantry branched out to serve more hunger programs than before, moved into a larger space, and she says there are still plenty of people who are without work and need help getting groceries.
They have no hesitation whatsoever to get venison from us because their clients are used to it. It's sort of a staple.
More than 100 meat processors in Wisconsin donate venison to local food pantries every year. The DNR says hunters have donated over 3 million pounds of venison to food pantries across the state in the last decade. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.